نحمده ونسبح بحمده ونسأله الرحمة والردة في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise God Almighty and we glorify His sustenance, His ability to give us all that we need. And we praise Him and Him alone. And we ask for His mercy, and we ask that He be pleased with us and we be pleased with Him in this life and in the hereafter. And we bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to shower from His blessings onto the Prophet and his families. And we ask that He give us the strength to deal with the challenges facing our ummah and our community here and our families. You know, they say in business, the worst ideas are not bad as an idea. The worst ideas are those that cannot be implemented. That you give ideas, but there's nothing to really move the ideas forward. And Islam is actually saying exactly the same thing. Islam's theory of change is that ideas don't move themselves, people move ideas. And as simple as that sounds, it's very challenging to do. But the Quran tells us we are working from a bottom up, not a top down. We don't wait for a leader to tell us what to do. We as a people know what to do. It's a matter of it being done. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون على المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. So we know what is right, what is of benefit, and how to promote it. We know what is wrong, what is harmful, and how to push back against it. It's a matter of doing it. And also, in Islam, there is no religious hierarchy or priesthood, but there is an organized process of institutional discipline instead of one-man shows. We do not have one-man shows in Islam. Our leader is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the Quran it says, "Kul hadhihi sabili adu ila Allahi ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani." Say, this is my way. I invite to the way of God in a clear manner, I and those who follow me. It is an institutional work that is critical. It is institutional discipline that is critical. And we as an ummah understand that the worst thing that can happen, as the scholars say, those who are in the hellfire are the ones who tell people what to do, but they do not do it themselves. We are consistent with what we say and what we do. سمعنا وعطعنا. We hear and we obey. We heed the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst thing also, as the Quran says, is to not follow our whims and desires. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Do not heed your whims and desires, because then you will fall away from what is just and swerve from justice. Our desires are what? Our whims are what? They are socioeconomic whims and desires and biases. They are cultural biases, they are political biases, they are gender biases, they are personal biases. And as we all know, the greater jihad is where? It's in ourselves, jihad in nafs. That is the major struggle the struggle inside the heart to stay away from what is whimsical and what is biased to what is right and what is truthful. This is Islam's theory of change. And make no mistake about it, Islam tells us that we are in a battle of ideas. We are in a fight for the truth. We are in a struggle for what is right. And either we join on the playing field or we stay as spectators. Islam is telling us, get in there and move the ideas forward. Get in there and make the change. Because we want to make sure at the end of this game, of the battle of ideas, that we are on the side of the truth. That is how we are supposed to work. As the Quran says in Surah 21, Al-Anbiya, Ayat number 18, nay, but by the very act of creation, we hurl the truth against falsehood. It is hurling the truth against falsehood. It is not passive. It is not just active. It is very energetic. That truth will destroy falsehood, and we are attacking falsehood in every place we find it. And the verse continues, and it crushes falsehood, and lo, it withers away. But woe unto you for all your attempts at defining God. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاحِقُ وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. Nay, but by the very act of creation, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it crushes the latter, and lo, it withers away. But woe unto you for all your attempts at defining God. Therefore, the Islamic theory of change is the Islamic call for transformation. It is moving away from hedonism to monotheism. Hedonism is what it says, just please yourself. Life in this world is about pleasure. We just go and we compete for what is a pleasure. Live as if it's the last day and continue just going after pleasure, and you become like a cat chasing its tail because you never get enough. There is that materialism against monotheism, and materialism is just make more money. Don't spend. Keep it to yourself and keep counting the money and let it build up. And it's that materialism that is destroying our society. Islam says, do not be self-centered, be God-centered. That is the beginning of transformation. And then we become on the side of the truth. Islam says, get in there on the playing field and compete. Play, don't just sit on the sidelines. You have a good idea, move it forward with institutional wheels. We have a mosque, we have organizations, we have so many areas where we can build institutional momentum for those ideas. Islam says, people move ideas, ideas do not move themselves. Udu Rabbakum. Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So in this Islamic theory of change, of people moving ideas, ideas don't move themselves, moving good ideas forward requires three I's. The first I is I, the individual, you, you and I. What do we do to create that change within ourselves? As God tells us, God does not change a condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. It is the perpetual cleansing of the heart that Islam is calling us to do. The prayer is a very simple example. We pray five times a day. Why is it that we pray these five times a day? It's like, you know, when they tell you how to be healthy in terms of eating, you eat small portions throughout the day. The prayer is the same thing. We take our minutes to make the prayer at those five times of the day. And that is one way of cleansing the heart. And when we pray, we ask God to change ourselves, not necessarily to change the circumstances. If I'm taking an exam and I want to get an A, I don't ask God, God, give me the A, so I don't have to do anything. I ask God for the willpower, for the stamina, for the drive, for the focus, for the clarity of thought and the purity of the heart to do the work so I can get the A. God is saying there are no more miracles in this world. As Musa alayhi salam and parting of the sea, as Isa alayhi salam and his miracles. The miracle in Islam is the Quran. And we have to connect with the Quran and create that change starting with ourselves. Once we get that, we purify through zakat. What is zakat? It's a means of purifying ourselves by paying something forward. So Islam is always directing us towards the purification of ourselves so that we change what? We first change our attitude. You can't change behavior unless you change attitude first. These are the means of changing the attitude. Once you change the attitude, you're able to change the thinking. And then you can accept God's words, because God's words can come and it falls on deaf ears, or God's words comes and it flows through like a current throughout our soul and our spirit. So we open up to God's words so we are able to absorb, and we let it grow within us. You can be a person that is angry, irrational, or jealous. Or you can be a person that is forgiving, that wants to develop more beauty around you, and that is generous. That's the difference between a person who is open to purifying him or herself and a person who's not. You know that person that says, I'll show him, that angry, irrational, jealous person, as opposed to a person who, when he sees another person do something wrong, that we say, I will help him. Islam is telling us to be the person that goes and help, not the person that wants to beat others down. It's to lift people up. That is the change within each of us that we aim and strive for in our daily prayers, in our zakat. When we go on Hajj, we are able to see the real purpose of life, and we are able to develop better means of purifying ourselves so we become the person that God wants us to be. You want to be close to God? Do what God tells you what to do, as opposed to what you want to do. You want to do things a certain way, but if you know that God wants you to do things a different way, what do? We submit to God's words and do it that way. And that develops a community that is more effective at work rather than a community that crumbles in argumentation and fragmentation. So when we pray, we should talk to God, asking him for that continuous sustenance and energy in developing ourselves to be better human beings, better at living Islam in our daily lives. So that is the individual change that we first must seek and must implement within ourselves, the I. The second I is institutional change. That is what these individuals who go through this transformation can develop into institutions that do better work, so that we push back against what is wrong. God says in the Quran that he has people who will defend what is right and push back against what is wrong, otherwise corruption will spread throughout the earth. And we are not saying that God is there to do all the work for us. That's very reductionist. That's like somebody saying God and Satan are going to fight it out. Astaghfirullah. It is we who are fighting against Satan. God does not gain from that. He is just telling us what to do in our benefit. So we have to do the work, and then God will be there for our support. Martin Luther King's quote on the arc of justice is very interesting in this discussion. He said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. In other words, when you look at a snapshot of what's happening day to day, you get very depressed. But when you look to the future, you gain hope, because you see that the future changes and there will be opportunities for us to make more change in our society. As the Quran says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ يُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that things will rotate in terms of power between people. So when there is power for us as an opportunity, the worst thing that can happen to us as an institution is that we miss the opportunity. So we have to also, as an institution, a group of people, work towards bending the arc towards justice. And tomorrow, inshallah, our Islamic Center of Southern California is co-sponsoring a conference at the Long Beach Convention Center entitled Advancing America Towards Justice. It is about people coming together to work for what is right in our society. And there will be panels on student activism in terms of engagement and resistance and active work on our campuses. There will be another panel that is very critical in this time. It is a panel of two families, one from Bangladesh, a Muslim family, one Latino, a Catholic family. Both of their fathers were detained by ICE, and we as communities advocated for their freedom. Like I said, ideas are not good unless people move towards those ideas and push those ideas. People will not be free unless we advocate for them. It is we the people. It is an-nas. It is we the ummah that will work for what is just. And what is important about this panel, because these fathers disappeared overnight, and many of us have these horror stories of our families and our ancestors whose fathers disappeared in the middle of the night. And that is what has happened to these two families. It is the intersectionality of our communities on this very important issue. And it is our advocacy that is so critical to work for making sure that people do not go to bed fearful of the authorities coming and knocking on that door, and then the father disappears the next moment. So that is the second panel. And then at night we will have a banquet which will show that this is the year of the woman. We had over 100 women elected to the U.S. Congress. Two of them are Muslim women who gained the vote to be in the Congress, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar from a refugee family living in Minneapolis from Somalia. And those two women, along with Andre Carson, will become three who will be those who are now in the U.S. Congress, representing not just us, but this country of ours as well. So there will be an all-women lineup for the banquet in our in this convention. So I ask you to go to the back table after the khutbah and the salat, inshallah, and get a flyer and either do one of three things. I'm asking you to do one of three things to move these ideas forward for us. Either attend, and we have a laptop for you to register now if you wish, or you support and you allow others to attend on your behalf, because we have people who cannot afford to come and we ask people to sponsor them. So give a donation for others and support the effort for others to attend, or pray for the success of this convention. Because as we said, the worst thing for us in the future is that if opportunity knocks on our door, we miss the opportunity. And then we say, why are we in the situation we're in? It's because we have to do the work, and then Allah will do the rest for us, inshallah. So I ask you to support this convention that the Islamic Center of Southern California is co-sponsoring, and the convention is being held by the Muslim Public Affairs Council. So once we do the individual change, and then the institutional change, there is the Islamic change. The Islamic change is that Islam will be known for our good work. and freedom and human dignity in this society will be advanced. And our institutions then will join other institutions and other communities for what is good, as the Quran tells us to tell the people of the book, those others that have revelation, let us seek common ground. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا عَلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. O followers of earlier revelation, come unto the tenet which we and you hold in common. So Islam is saying, by us being a community of good work, we join in common ground with others in doing good work, and therefore truth after that will be pulverized, falsehood. We believe in the cause of God by actually demonstrating how we support and get involved, and we're on the playing field. We are just not spectators. So brothers and sisters, as I started in the beginning, people move good ideas. Ideas don't move themselves. The Islamic theory of change is change yourself, then we change institutions, and then, inshallah, we change society after that for the betterment of people and for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, thank you for bringing us together on this Jum'ah. And I ask you to bring affection between the hearts of all the believers, and to allow us to unify and think through critically on how we can stand firmly for what is just, what is human, what is of human dignity and human decency in our society, inshallah. Oh Allah, we ask you to pray for the victims of those who were in the shooting yesterday, where a sheriff sacrificed himself to defend 12 people who were actually killed, and we ask you to be with those who suffered from that tragedy. We ask you to be with the family of the two African Americans who were killed in racial hate crimes in the Midwest, and to end this racial bigotry in our society. We ask you to also defend the Jewish community at this time who suffered from a man who came in and to their house of worship, which is a sacred ground for all of us and for those who Jewish worshipers, and killed 11 people. And we ask you to defend the Muslim Ummah and to forgive us, whether the Muslims, whether we have passed away or still alive at this time. And we ask that Islam be known. And we ask you that we be among those who are truthful, that we be among those who strive for your cause, that we be among those who abstain from all that is evil. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salat, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar.